Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor.
Hi everyone, this is Chloe at Daytime After Dark, the home of the Seattle Seahawks Sam Pidzip. Football, we won the football Super Bowl. I know that was months ago, but I haven't been back on air since then because of my leg. So before I get into everything else, I just want to say, yay, the Seahawks. Okay, so tonight we are having one of my favorite guests ever on the show, one of my favorite actors in daytime. He's just one of the greatest guys ever, and may I just say for my own personal benefit, one of the most sexy guys in daytime who I don't think, gets a lot of good support with the daytime community. You know him on B&B at Justin. He's on this new show called Be Mary Jane on the BET Network. So here's Aaron, you guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I mean it, by the way. You know, you are one of the sexiest guys in daytime. You know, I'm
so
sorry
much.
I have to admit that, but you are. You know,
well,
and
so
what's going on with you and B&B? Why aren't you not in the opening credits anymore?
Yeah, you know, we had to do it in a way where you have to allow B&B to continue to grow. And right now I'm on Being Mary Jane, which kind of takes first position. B&B takes second position. So in the midst of the transition, at some point I had to allow them to continue to move on. But at the same time, you know, we're still doing business together. We're still doing episodes. I just got finished shooting, I think, maybe like 8 episodes, and I got another couple episodes coming up in April, so we're still doing it strong.
Well, good, because, you know, like I said when you were on here last time, I think you and Bill Spencer, you know, Aaron and Justin are the next Jason and Sunny at General Hospital, the way you guys just work together. And you are a lawyer, but sometimes I think you would do anything for Bill, which is nice. But I still think B&B needs to get you back with Donna, because poor Donna doesn't have anyone, and she's going after Eric again. And you guys have such great chemistry, and you guys do have a kid together. So I think they need to do more with that.
You know, you never know what the future holds. I would love to be able to get back with my ex-wife, Ms. Donna. That would be lovely. But, you know, you can only do what they give you. And it's always, the beautiful thing about soaps is that it's always open for different and or rekindling of interpretation. So you could die on a soap and come back a couple of years later. I'm like, I thought that person was dead. But lo and behold, there they are.
Well, yeah. I want to talk about your new show, because I watched it a couple of times, and I think it's hilarious. How did that get started? And for people that are not watching the show yet, but really should be watching it, give us a little background about your character in the show.
My character is best friend with the lead character, who is played by Gabrielle Union. The lead character's name is Mary Jane Paul. She is a newscaster at a CNN type of network. I am also a newscaster. She has her own show. I have my own show. And we're dealing with kind of like the daily lives of trying to get your stories told, trying to get people to understand that our stories are poignant. They need to be told. People are interested in hearing them. At the same time, dealing with being like the matriarch of the family. She's single. her parents and her sisters and brothers are wondering when she's going to have kids. Her girlfriends have kids. She's at that middle-aged, quote-unquote, crisis where she wants to be married, but at the same time, she just doesn't want to be with anybody. She wants to have kids, but she doesn't have a man. Myself, I'm caught between trying to do the best type of news show that I can, and people who may work with me, maybe not the entire building or the entire employee base may not know of my sexuality, but the people who work around me closely have now found out due to my best friend, Mary Jane Paul, who opened her big mouth. My character is gay, so I'm fighting back and forth with, do I divulge that information, and is that going to affect my job and affect how people treat me and look at me and view me as a reliable newscaster? At the same time, I'm kind of torn between the old school news reporting, the Tom Brokaw style, and they're trying to get me to be more Don Lemon-ish, more Bradley Cooper-ish, more social media. So I'm struggling with trying to find the balance between the two.
Well, I think you're doing a good job. And so how does it feel to be, you know, well, a gay news anchor when, you know, you have been playing, you know, more of a, you know, straight hot guy on all your other characters? Does it take work, or is it just going in there and doing it? I mean,
you have to get to a point where if you're going to play any character, it has to be from a point of non-judgment, because you can't truly be the character if you have some judgment or thought about how they are or how they aren't or how they should be or how they shouldn't be. You try to play them from a humanistic quality in terms of a human being with emotions and feelings and everything else that any other person may have, and making sure that I do a great job at work and that I'm very thorough at what it is that I do, and it just so happens that I'm gay. So, you know, it does take a place within you if you're playing something totally outside of your quote-unquote comfort zone or something that you're doing new, to have that peace within you to be able to embody it fully. So as long as you give yourself permission to embody it from a humanistic quality, everything else just falls in place.
Yeah, I totally, you know, totally agree with that. And, you know, I'm enjoying watching the show. I'm a lot of episodes behind. But my question is, so when you do a show like that versus doing a soap, are the days longer or are the days
Days are way longer when you're doing prime time as opposed to daytime. Daytime, you know, on our show, because we're only doing a half an hour show, if you're an hour long daytime show, your hours are much longer. But for me, considering B&B is a half an hour, we're in, let's say, about 9, you may leave at about 5. So if I'm doing Being Mary Jane, we're doing a 12, 14, 16 hour day every day you work. Just
wow.
So yeah, you're putting in serious hours. You have to get a certain number of pages done per day. You're covering different POVs, which means point of views from the person that you're talking to, then their POV, and they're talking to you, and however many camera angles you have. So it's a lot more repetitiveness in terms of dialogue. You have to know your dialogue inside and out, because you're not going to be just doing it that one time, possibly two if you didn't get the first time right. You may be doing that scene in upwards of maybe 10, 11, 12 times, because you're delivering your lines to the person that you're talking to, and then when the camera turns around and it's on you, you're doing however many camera angles they're covering. So you're doing, you know, you're doing it umpteen times. So you really have to be poised at knowing, okay, the camera's not on me, so I shouldn't be giving my best performance, or this is not my close-up. Deliver a solid performance, but have something left in the tank when they turn around and they're all of a sudden doing your close-up.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I think you're doing a wonderful job on, you know, it, on Being Mary Jane, and I looked it up, and they said, is Are We Renewed for the second season?
Yes, we got renewed for the second season after the pilot, which was dubbed as a movie, after the original movie aired and it did so well in terms of the numbers, we got picked up for the second season before the first season even aired. So now that season one has done so well and become one of the number one shows on cable television, period, let alone the number one show on BET. Yeah, so BET was, they were, I mean, don't get me wrong, they were a little, they were shaking their in their boots a little bit because they spent a tremendous amount of money on Being Mary Jane, and it panned out for them. It's their number one show. It's been the number one show on cable for several different episodes, definitely in this time slot, so it's been doing quite well.
Well, I'm so happy for you, even though for me, you know, missing Aaron on B&B sucks for me because, you know, I mean, Dustin, missing Dustin every day on there, you know, every day that you were on and you and Bill, because when Bill and Katie were headed for the divorce, so now they've gotten the divorce, I thought, oh, wouldn't it be a good storyline for Dustin to go after Katie and, you know, said, I'm in love with you, and then he would have two of the sisters and, you know, and I'm like, oh, that would be great, dramatic. You and Bill would probably kill each other. And, I mean, I mean, I don't want you guys to kill each other, but I just thought, you know, it would be very interesting because, I'm glad you're on, you know, your new show, but I feel like B&B served your mole because you were a very important part of, you know, the whole show. And I thought, you know, we never really got a lot of the backstory, which I would have liked, about your whole history, and maybe we would get more of that, but, you know, but I do have a call. Do we want to take calls?
That's fine. Tell me. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey. I'm Celia. And my question is, who do you like playing, or what show do you like playing better on? You know, because you were saying that, on soaps, the days are a little bit shorter than on prime time, because I've heard, you know, they go forever. But which character did you like playing more of?
You know, every character gives its set of challenges, and it's really sometimes hard to pick which one is better or which one is best because they're all so different, and they all require a different preparation, as well as individuals that you're acting with and off of. So totally two different sets. Being Mary Jane, I'm going to be there 14. Let's just average it out and say 14 hours a day. And sometimes those close-ups are 2, 3, maybe 4 in the morning. Now, the trick is that when you're watching that show, nobody cares that it's 3 or 4 in the morning when you shot it. They just want to know that you're believable. And when that came on the screen, you made me feel a certain way. And then you have B&B on the other hand, working with Don. I mean, Don is not just a pretty face. You know, a lot of times people see people and they think, oh, he looks this way or he looks that way, and they may not respect the craft. Man, I see the work that Don puts in and day out, the number of pages that he has. And me and him as individuals, as men, we have a great relationship, a great rapport. So I really love the dynamic of doing both. And as of last season, I did both. Sometimes I was coming from the airport from shooting Being Mary Jane, get in a car, fly, get on a plane, land, jump in another car, go to the set, shoot B&B, get back in the car, go back to the airport, jump on a plane, go back to being back. So I'm flying back and forth from Los Angeles to Atlanta doing both shows. But you have to do what you have to do, and it's a great experience.
And I applaud you for that, too, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of actors and actresses out there have done that, and you can, you know, get in one mode and then have to jump on a plane to get in another mode, you know, into their heads. And you're playing two different characters on two different shows. And it's like, I barely could get in my own head, let alone two different characters' heads, you know. It's like,
I totally get it. Totally. Yeah, it's a challenge, but you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. When the pendulum is swinging, when the balls are rolling in your direction, man, you're either going to let them roll or you're going to pick them up and shoot with them. So for now, I'm trying to pick up as many as I possibly can, and as long as fans will have me on both and feel as though I'm doing a job that's respectable, then I'll be there.
Yes. Which character either on Mary Jane or Bold and the Beautiful or any other character has been like close to who you are as a person?
That's a good question. Someone, another interview I did asked me that. So far, there hasn't been a character that's spot on me. There's been characters that have definitely had aspects of me, and if I had to take different bits and pieces of each character, I do think I've covered the full gamut of myself from the plethora of characters that I've played, but no one character has been like, oh, my God, that's just me. They may have had my personality.
That's up my alley. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they may have had my personality, but then they may have thought different than me, or they may, you know, different aspects were different. But, yeah, I would say that.
Oh, that's awesome. And I will have to say that I liked you on Bold and the Beautiful. I regretfully have not watched Mary Jane. I know, don't shoot me. I'm a very busy single mom, so I'm going to just watch my to watch myself.
Well, you,
but I will watch it.
Much love to you for being a single mom, and it's no fret, don't worry. When you get around to watching it, and you get around to it, I totally get it and understand.
Yes, I'm very busy, like I said, as a single mom, I'm working and taking care of my baby. It's just like, I barely have time to watch myself, let alone all these other shows that I want to watch. But I've wanted to watch Being Mary Jane. I just haven't had the time to sit down and watch it. So, I will know that I will like your character.
Your love
when the time comes.
Is truly appreciated. Don't worry. I don't even watch TV. So don't even – I'm so busy, I don't have time to watch TV myself. Ironically, I'm on it, but I don't watch it. So it's all right.
That was my next question was, I know a lot of actors and actresses don't watch themselves, and that was my next question was, do you watch yourself, you know?
I do try to
on
catch
screen.
My performance on screen, because if I watch my performance on screen, a lot of times it's from a learning aspect, because you may have been feeling a certain way while you were performing that screen, but now let me look at it from a visual aspect and see if what I was feeling is being conveyed on screen. Because you may feel it, and you're like, man, I looked at it like, I don't know, I didn't like the way that came out. So then you learn, I feel like you can learn and grow by being able to step back, get away from your ego and your selfishness, your selfishness, and watch yourself from a creative learning aspect, and then dissect it, put it back together, figure out what you did right, what you didn't do right, what you liked, what you didn't like, and then just let it go, because there's nothing you can do to change.
Oh, that's great. And I appreciate what you do, and, you know, not just you, but other, you know, actors and actresses. And I have talked to a few soap actors and actresses over the times, and they're all sweet and generous, and they're just really sweet, and it's like, aw, I love them. So
yeah, we truly appreciate you guys, because in the gamut of the whole perspective, we can't do what we do without people like yourself.
Mhm. Yes.
We
need you to
be a part of this fantasy that we're all creating. These stories that we choose to bring to life have to have an audience and have to have people to have shows such as Carly and the show and fans such as yourself to be able to even do something of this nature. So truly appreciate it.
Do something that you love and that we love to watch on screen.
Indeed.
Yeah.
A love situation.
Yes. Well, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to let somebody else, I don't know if you have any more callers, Carly, but I will.
Well, there are no more callers yet, so, and you and Aaron are very, very having a very good conversation. I've been crying, so.
You know me. I pick up all your notes.
Well, see, yes, and that's why I'm, no, and I was on the set of Lion All this summer, and I got to see the whole set and everything. And I fell in love with it, and then I got this obsession with after I came home, you know, when I'm watching Lion All, I'm like, okay, I saw this, but I didn't see that, and I didn't see the fun of the houses, and now it's becoming more like an obsession of mine. I know I shouldn't say this in an interview, but maybe you can finally tell me, because my obsessive brain has been going overdrive about this. Okay, I know the inside of the, you know, Y&R B&B set is this on set, but do you know how, like, on B&B, they give us the fun of the houses, or fun of Forrester, or Book and Bill's house, or whatever? Do you know how that is? Because it's been bugging me lately.
I think that some of those houses are either the possibly the Bell family houses and or houses of friends of the writers or what have you. Because sometimes what they do is they have these things called stock footage, which means footage
oh.
that can be used for various different things, and you don't have to necessarily pay grandiose royalties for it. And or
yeah.
they'll go out and they'll spot a house that they like. Ah, this is the vibe, or this is the energy that we're trying
yeah.
to have for Bill and Katie, or this is the house that we're trying to have for the Forresters. And what they'll do is they'll get in the helicopter, because that's usually most of the shots on B&B. They'll get in the helicopter
yeah.
and a camera, and they'll film it, and they'll film it different directions, different ways. And so when they
oh.
bring you into Bill's house, they'll show you the footage that they shot from the helicopter. And then that gives you an idea of how the outside of the house looks. And then they go into the set to show you the interior.
Oh, now I
yeah.
feel better, because I'm like, I was getting all frustrated with this. I'm like, come on, people, you know, because, I mean, I'm in love with all the houses. I, like, want to move in there. I, like, you know, I'm like, okay, let me just move in there now, because it's so nice. All the houses are bigger, and they have swimming pools and all that, and, oh, remember that one time I told you about my great idea about the Price is Right?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So I'm working on getting more guides to this idea. I can't tell you who, but I got two yeses and a maybe on this idea. Because I think it would do very well for you guys' image. Not that you guys need your image, you know, boosted, but I still think if the ladies saw that on the Price is Right, it would make their morning very good. And so if I can get a yes out of you, then my other two people that I'm trying to convince be a good for the daytime, then you would never have to do it alone.
What is it that you want to, what is it that you're requesting?
Well, what I'm requesting is because, you know, all the guys on my list are really the hottest guys in daytime. And I think, you know, during the fights is why you guys would come over, do a showcase or something, and then take off your suits and throw them at the audience, and bam, all the fights is right. And
always good.
I mean, my partner in crime, what did you think of that?
I like that.
See? See?
Well, I tell you what, it would be fine with me. So you got another yes.
Yes, like.
Well, yes, well, I'm trying to convince maybe Christoph St. John to do it. I'm trying to convince Steve Burton. You know, all the guys, because I can only get Y&R and B&B guys. So if any of you other B&B guys want to help me with this effort, just tell them to come find me, because I think it would be good. And, like, all the money could go to COT or something, and because you guys would get thrown money on the stage. I know it.
Hey, if Price is Right is down with doing it, then, hey, just make it happen.
Yeah, just talking the price. What? See, I know
the price is right. And one of few things.
Well, the price is right in B&B and Y&R all next door
all
to each
yep.
other. So that's why. But because I know we only have 5 minutes left, is there anything else you want to tell the fans what's going on besides, you know, being Mary Jane? Is there a movie or anything you're going to be working on? Or
I just
anything?
Got finished shooting this movie called Only Light, which had to do with sex trafficking and getting people to understand that sex trafficking does not just affect this mundane person that lives up in this dubious house on the hill with non-cut grass and crazy trees. It pretty much touches every profession and industry and individual out here, most of which that you wouldn't suspect. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. So I kind of play the interesting character, I should say, in that particular movie, myself, Michael Beach, and this young lady by the name of Nicole White. So that should be coming. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but it should be coming out pretty soon. As well as we are in the process of creating our own distribution platform called henna.tv that will be up soon, and that will highlight the gems in the industry that maybe don't have the opportunity to get their stories told. But what we're basing it on is quality. Where a lot of times everyone's asking, well, who's in the movie or who's this? Yeah, that's great, but that doesn't necessarily make the project quality. I want people to be able to say, you know, I don't know who is in that movie. I've never seen these actors a day in my life before. But, man, that was a good movie, and they did such a good job. How about creating stars? Not saying that we don't have to no longer recycle them, but how about creating stars and making things so, therefore, we have other avenues to get our voices out.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
I've watched movies or shows that, you know, are less, you know, are first-time actors or actresses or that I haven't seen them in, and I've enjoyed the movie, you know, and it's like, oh, they've played on this, or they've been in this movie, and it's like, okay, you know, so I think that's a great idea.
Well, thank you. Very true. A lot of times the person you finally do see on a show that you enjoy a lot, they weren't an overnight success. There's always been other things that have come along and helped to build them into who they are. So let's help move that or help that journey along, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of diamonds in the rough. And if there's anyone else out there, I know social media is huge. I'm pretty much the same all the way across the board, at Aaron D. Spears, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole deal. And you're talking to me. You're not getting an imposter or somebody working my account. It's me. So love to everybody, and I totally appreciate you, Carly. And I can't remember the young lady that's on the phone that called in. Thank you so much for calling in.
Cecilia. I know a lot of people don't know. They're like, Cecilia.
And I hope you come back again, because I love having you on.
Well, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it. And you young ladies, make sure you have a good night and an awesome weekend.
Okay,
you
too. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Leo, we need to talk because you just gave me a very inspirational idea tonight. So text me this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a half an hour left of the show because my doctor only is letting me do an hour show this week because my leg is not better. I fractured and broke my leg, and I'm in a leg brace, and I'm also, I have to do physical therapy, but, you know, the guy's cute, so it's not like the end of the road on that. But, you know, hey, you know.
That would be so mean. It's like, it's worth it because he's hot.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I made a little deal with God. And I'm like, okay, God, if it's a very good physical therapist, I will behave myself and, you know, not be called the Quintos for the day. But if he's ugly, then I will be called the Quintos, you know. But he was cute, so I had to be nice. So, yeah, so prayers do work, people. So, like
yes.
I said in the beginning.
Talking about funny Quintos, let's get into General Hospital.
Yeah,
let's
so
see.
If anyone else wants to call in, the number is 347-850-8721. And since we have a half an hour, let's talk General Hospital, and let's talk B&B and Y&L and save our day discussion for next week. But let's start with my favorite. Let's start with General Hospital.
Crazy. Interesting. It's helped my interest the last couple weeks, which is
yeah, mine too.
Crazy.
And I hope you're not mad at my little Sunny boy. You know, for the shooting
well,
with AIDS.
Me and Sunny, we have this love hate relationship. You know, I hate
well,
him for a minute, and then I'll love him again. So
well, I can never get mad at him. He's my guy. And I love him. And am I going to hate on him for what happened with AJ? No, I'm not. You know, shit happens. You know, guns go off. Whoops. You know, yeah.
It's funny for you, you know, he hasn't learned over the years to stop, think, and then shoot. He just shoots and then thinks later. So was I shocked? No, I really wasn't, you know. He doesn't learn his lesson very well. So, but it's gonna be interesting between the, you know, dynamics of Michael and Sunny and AJ.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, we have another call. Yay! Sorry. Hello, home of the Seahawks. So can I help you?
It's Kathy.
Hi.
Oh. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. How's
How
everyone
are you
tonight?
Good.
Good.
We're talking about General Hospital and Sunny and AJ and the dynamic between Michael and AJ and Sunny, and it's going to be interesting to watch.
It's going to be interesting when Michael doesn't talk to Sunny anymore.
Oh, my God, and that is not going to happen.
I think it
is. That is not going to happen.
I think it is.
Oh, okay.
At least for a little bit.
Say that.
At least, if not forever, for at least a little bit. I think he's going to.
If Michael finds out what Sonny did, I don't know. I don't know if he'll forgive him.
Mm-hmm. You only can forgive for so many times. So.
If he finds out the details, how Sonny shot
yeah.
him. And AJ didn't shoot Connie. And AJ was trying to tell Sonny, I didn't shoot her. AJ was defenseless. He had his hands up in the air. When Sonny pulled that trigger, Sonny wasn't choking Ava. He wasn't doing anything. AJ had his hands up in the air, and Sonny pulled that trigger. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a Sonny fan, but I'm so upset with Sonny right now.
Well, I'm not, because, you know what? I get why he did it. I'm not mad. You know, it was an impulse moment, and there's no way I'm going to get mad at him over it.
Oh,
because
I'm so upset with Sonny.
I am for the moment. But like I said, I forgive him for a lot less because I am a Sonny fan. So,
Then he has the nerve to go to the hospital.
Okay, wait a moment. He had the nerve to go to the hospital? Wait. There's no law saying he cannot go to the hospital, Kathy, because... You know, he was sucking on Michael. He was making sure Michael's okay, and he was making sure his track was covered. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, he was checking on Michael, and he just shot his father. I mean, he had the nerve to show up there. He only went to the hospital to see if AJ was dead.
So, I would have gone and see if AJ was dead or alive, too.
He was hoping he was dead.
Oh, come on, he wasn't. Okay, Sonny is not a cold-blooded, kill person that everyone thinks he is. Okay? He was remembering what happened with Connie, and he went over a little crazy, and bam!
I
still
say that he was off his meds, too, so...
Thank you.
I think he's on his meds.
He is?
I think Olivia is keeping...
I thought
I
about
think
that, and he thought
of... I think Olivia is keeping track of that. I think she has him taking his meds.
Oh, my God. We have another call.
Can I talk about Olivia, please? Oh, my God. Lord and Jesus.
We have another call on the line. Hello.
Hi, Callie. Hey, what's up? Hey. How's everybody?
Yay, Karen Seal. Yay.
Hey, Miss Q, what's going on?
Hi, Karen.
Hey, Kathy. Hi.
How are you?
All right, how you doing?
Good.
And who's that, Cecily?
Good, I'm good.
Is that Cecily? You're doing good? Yeah, you guys are talking
I
about
am.
GH. Today was very exciting, huh?
So, Karen,
yeah.
Let me ask you, do you hate Sonny for the whole AJ thing?
No.
Thank you.
No, I did
Thank
not.
You.
Well, I'm not an AJ fan, first of all. I don't necessarily want him to die, but, I mean, I'm not an AJ fan. But I don't. If Sonny did that with complete malice, then I'd be against it. But he kind of freaked out. The gun went off. It was sort of an accident. I don't feel he did that. I don't think he went in there with the intent of that. He promised Michael he would leave AJ alone. So I think for Michael's sake, he intended to do that. And then I think it got out of control, and then the gun went off, and he shot him, and, well, you know, then it was too late.
But AJ had his hands up in the air. He said, I didn't.
Oh,
he's
so
trying to tell him he didn't kill Connie.
Well,
he
was
hands
trying
up in
to tell him the story. Yeah, he was trying to tell him what happened. But in Sonny's mind, I think he was flashing back to Connie, right?
You want to help us?
Hi, I just want to say you can love him all you want, but he absolutely did it with malice because he's been telling anybody that will listen that he wants AJ dead, and the only reason that he hasn't killed him before now is because he promised Michael that he wouldn't. It's not that he doesn't want to do it.
Who's this on the phone?
Carrie.
Oh, hi, Carrie.
Hi. True or false, did he not tell everybody that who listened he wants AJ dead?
He wanted AJ dead for a million years, absolutely.
I'm not denying
that. I just don't think he went in there that day to kill him, Carrie.
He didn't go in to kill him, but he killed him point blank.
But that what he went there for is irrelevant. He still picked up a gun when AJ, first of all.
So what? I would have picked up the gun and sawed the hell out of AJ, too,
okay,
if I was funny.
We know this, but we know this. I know you would do it, but let's dial it back.
Oh, okay, so I would do it. Yeah, because I have the balls, and I'm like, Sonny, you know what? He got mad. He's probably off his meds,
he's not off his meds, number one, and number two. Nobody mentioned, let me mention one other thing for you guys to chew on.
Yeah.
Even if he did that in a spur, in the heat of passion, which he didn't because he thought about it, but even if he did, Ava and him walked out and left him bleeding on the floor and didn't get help. So how do you explain that? Even if he did it in a moment of passion and said and wasn't thinking and, quote, was off his meds, they had a conversation over AJ's bleeding body on the floor and decided to leave, and they want him dead. So even if you say he shot him without thinking.
Okay, I would have left him, too.
Yeah, they left him bleeding on the floor. They didn't call the police. They're covering their tracks. Explain that one.
Even if he shot him on the spur of the moment, how do you explain the conversation they had over his bleeding body and left him to die?
That has a point. Callie, I guess that has a 50% point. But
I'm sorry. Oh, if he called and said AJ killed me.
But then he would have been arrested for sure. He would have had no way out if they called for help.
Well, he shouldn't have any way out.
First of all, wait a minute. Let's look. The four of us on this phone, however many on the phone, it's not about liking Sonny. I love Elizabeth more than anybody. I love everybody here.
No, but it's people out there that cannot deal with what Sonny does, and you know he
was. It's not about what Sonny did. Hey, I can do. I've made many excuses for 2 decades. I made excuses for Sonny and for Jason.
I love Sonny. I love him.
Me too.
What did you think of Julian coming to town and blowing up Sonny's warehouse and doing all the things he did?
Thank you.
How come nobody's against Julian when he started this war?
Thank you.
And was when he came to town.
First of all, we're not talking about that. But I'll tell you. We're talking about AJ's and dying in the hospital. But I'll answer your question. Of course, I was against Julian. Of course, we were against Julian. But that's not what we're talking about. Nobody's on Julian's side. Even Alexis was. It's not about. Of course, I was against Julian stirring up the mob war. But
well, you were.
About,
okay. No, see, I don't know what any of your views are.
Well,
because I've never spoken to you.
I'll tell you one thing, and Kathy can tell you, and anybody on this phone. I'm one thing, if not consistent. And you know who my favorite character is right now on the show?
Who?
Julian. But was he wrong? Absolutely.
That's your favorite character, is Julian?
One of them,
Julexis.
Julexis. Has hell frozen over?
Do you like him, Kathy?
Julian?
Don't you think he's bad, bad, bad?
He's no worse than Sonny. They're both mobsters. Are we going to rate mobsters now?
Yeah, we are.
Sonny has a conscience. He loves his family, puts his kids first. Sonny does some bad things for the right reasons. Julian's bad.
Julian's not my favorite character on the show. I like Julexis. Julian is not my favorite character on the show.
He's
like pure evil.
He's not pure evil because he's no worse than they have all done things wrong. I just remember when Michael got shot. When Michael got shot in that warehouse, Sonny didn't go to his son. He went for Kate, the woman that was in his life. We all saw it. Sonny's all about the women in his life. Do I love him?
You know what? And it's all about revenge on that psycho Julian. I mean, come
but
on.
That
it's
has
really,
but that
it's
has
the same
nothing
thing
to do with shooting AJ.
What do you call that? First of all, they had no business taking that kid from his. If you want to go back all those years ago, they had no business taking Michael from AJ in the first place. But that's what water under the bridge.
I would have done it.
I don't think AJ was a father at
none,
the time at all.
There's no business. No, Sonny and Kobe have every business in the world to do it.
No, they don't. Even Jason knows they were wrong all those years later.
Oh, my God, somebody even Jason said it. Okay, Jason is not in my mind. I'm in my mind, and I
still don't think. The point is, if we're going to get here and talk about the show, there has to come a point, even in your favor, take the person you love the most on any soap. You have to be able to admit when they do wrong. I mean,
okay,
I agree with that, Carrie. I'll agree with that,
Okay. Karen, you might agree with that, but I'm not.
Yes, let's agree
and leave power.
Something's wrong, but we have to see it being wrong in our head also.
Was it wrong for them to leave the guy bleeding? They left him bleeding on the floor.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of that. I mean,
Try to take this in the way that I mean it. You're not rational. I'm not trying to be mean. You're not even having a rational discussion.
No, all I'm saying, if I was Sonny, I would have left him and die because if you called for help, you know what's going to happen? Sonny's ass is going in jail. Okay?
No,
because
they could have called when they left, but that's beside the
point. Okay, all right, let's agree with that they should have called for help even anonymously when they left to get him 911 help. It's about helping.
Exactly.
Did you think that was right, Carrie, years ago when he came back to town, AJ, and kidnapped Michael and Christina?
Of course not. But you know what?
No.
Of course not. I've never said that. Never. But you know what? He was a father that had his kid taken. Well, AJ's only problem is he had a drinking problem. AJ should have never lost that kid.
He had some
psychiatric problems along
with
his drinking problem.
No, he didn't.
He was
thank you.
And also, I just watched the scene the other day when she, right before Carly fell down the stairs, that she was talking to Lila, and she said, if he stopped drinking, he could be part of Michael's life. You know, that
and, you know, years
always,
ago when she fell down the stairs at the Quatermain Mansion?
And her and Lila had a conversation right before that, and they were talking about AJ and Sonny and Michael, and she pretty much was like, Carly was like, if he, you know, if he stops drinking and gets,
he
you know.
Wasn't a danger. He wasn't a danger to Michael. And I'll tell you something else. When Carly married Jax and wanted Jax to adopt Morgan,
mm-hmm.
Now there's a stepfather. That makes sense because Jax was a decent guy. She now
yep.
Look, put your bias aside. She took AJ. Let's say AJ wasn't. Let's just even say for the sake of argument, AJ wasn't going to be a best father. But we'll never know because they took that option. She took and gave him to a mobster.
Oh, my God. You know what? No. He gave him to Sonny, all right?
I just said she gave him to a mobster. But neither here nor there to answer your question, Karen. Did I work him when he kidnapped the kids? Of course not.
Right, right.
See, that's one thing, okay. Like I just said. I have no problem
admitting that was wrong, right?
No, of course not. I will never just blanketly defend anybody for no reason. Of course he was wrong. But I also know that he was driven to it because he was held on a meat hook and forced to give his parental rights up for no good reason.
Oh, no good reason? Well, I disagree. Okay, let's move on to Lionel because we only have 15 minutes left. And
can I just ask something? Does anybody think today that that's definitely Donna Mills is the grandmother of Nathan, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And do you think Nina is dead?
Well, oh, yeah, we know it's Nina's mother because she said it, so yeah.
Yeah, she said that. So do you think Nina is dead?
No.
You think they moved her somewhere?
I think so, too. I think they moved her.
You think they
moved her? I could see her coming as Michelle Stafford, but that's just me.
That would be good, Carly, if she was Michelle Stafford, huh?
Well,
I had a wild thought today. I heard rumors. It was too far-fetched, but for a minute I thought, what if Ava and Nina were sisters and Ava was given away as a child? And what if Donna Mills is actually Ava's mother, too?
Well, that is very false, but I love the way you think. So,
I don't know.
Well,
something came over me, and
possible.
I was just thinking there has to be more to this relationship, and that kind of popped in my head.
Well, that's
but nobody, good, but nobody got that. Nobody got a feeling like that. Okay.
No, anything's possible.
It could happen.
Well, you know, on these shows, you don't know. You don't know which way it's going.
Exactly. Oh, so let's
there's
go.
There's more to this, you know.
Let's go, Lionel. My, what I call the young and the restless and the young and the Victoria and sis together. That's why I'm going to be calling Young and the Restless, because I will say this now. I can't stand David Tom. Give us Billy Miller back. You know, David Tom is too whiny, too crying, too pathetic. Can jump in here anytime you want to.
Yeah,
see
well,
me.
No, I personally, I didn't see him years ago as a teenager, but I don't like him as an actor, and
yeah,
I don't. He doesn't fit. The Billy Miller part, as far as I'm concerned,
I think
I'm
he's doing
Billy
a good
Miller
job.
Billy Miller every day. It's just
I
not
think David Tom. I think David Tom's doing a good job. I don't have a problem with him.
You guys like him? Yeah.
I watched him as a teenager, so I knew how he was gonna, you know, be as Billy. So.
Oh, you saw him 2 years ago, Cecily? Yeah.
I never saw him before, but.
Oh, yeah, we didn't watch that one back then.
No, we didn't watch it, but when he came on, I didn't see any big difference with him and Billy Miller, but that's just me.
Well, I do.
He's a much better actor than David Tom. I mean, they're not even
in the I wouldn't go that far, but everybody has their own opinion.
You don't like Billy Miller, Carrie?
No. It's not about liking Billy. It's not about... See, it's not.
No,
If I say something positive, Billy Miller was a better actor than David Tom
is in this role.
In this role, right. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that,
Carly. I've been watching Lionel for the last 7 years, and
I've been watching it for 27.
And you don't think Billy Miller is better than David Tom, Carrie?
I don't feel the need to rate them. It was Billy Miller's choice to leave, and let me tell you something, they could have got somebody a lot worse. We have seen some pretty horrific recasts in soap, and
can I just mention Jennifer, whatever her last name was, that would play the third Carly?
Oh, she was terrible. Worse.
My point exactly. So my point is, they got somebody in there that already had chemistry. That had chemistry with Peter Bergman and Jess Walton and was in the role, we could have done a lot worse than a David Tom recast.
Well,
I don't feel the need.
I read online and Facebook, and a lot of people are saying it was David Tom. So it's
just of course,
because
they're Billy Miller fans. They're not going to like – you could bring Jesus himself, and they're not going to like him.
Well, no. If somebody – they recast Steve Burton as Jason, I'd hate whoever came in, you know?
Yeah, so
well, yeah, and I mean, come on, it's like –
just like the Julie and Emma debate, you know, who's the better Lulu, you know, it's like...
Yeah,
I like them both.
Well, and
I didn't have a problem. But, I mean, you know, her play in other roles, like Abby on Y&R, and What's-Her-Face on Guiding Light, I can't think of her.
She was excellent as Lizzie on Guiding Light. I loved her on Nia.
Thank you. You know, I'm
bad, Carly. All of us on this phone, we all hate recasts. Once we like the original actor, it is very hard to accept a recast.
But
well,
yeah, we liked her right away, didn't we, Kathy? Yeah.
My God, I loved her. I was like, oh, my God, she's not going to fill Sarah Brown's shoes. You know, it's going to be so hard for me. And I instantly loved her.
Kathy and I loved her in 5 minutes.
Sarah Brown and Sarah Brown.
See, I'll tell you something. I didn't like Tamara. It took me a long time to warm up to her, but once I did, it was the same thing with Greg Vaughn as Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Well... it was one second.
Oh, Jacob Young was another one.
Oh, don't go there.
Oh, yeah, bad recast.
I didn't like him on that part.
That's my point. At least with David Tom, those who watch for years are familiar with him, and those Tom kids can act.
I watched the year that David Tom was on, Carrie.
You just said you watched it for 7 years.
I watched it for more. I watched it when David Tom was on, too. I watched it all
He hasn't been on in 15 years, by the way.
And you didn't like him then, Carly, either?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, no,
I
didn't.
Didn't
like him back then. See, I didn't see him back then, but...
You know,
I don't know, right now
it's
just happening for me, just like the new Will on Days.
God, don't get me started with the new Will, because...
What's wrong with the new Will?
I like him better than the David Tom recast, Kathy, but I don't... It doesn't compare to Chandler Massey. He just
but it goes back to what you said, Karen. You can't hold it to the same. We're not going to anybody that takes place after anybody because we only know that role. So it's unfair to compare the new one to the old one.
I know. I get a very attached, Carrie, to these.
Me too.
I'll tell you what. You guys like Dylan and on GH? Why not? I'm so attached to Steve
Burton. I mean, there's nobody in this world that I love better than Steve Burton. I mean, there's just nobody that...
And guess what? I do, too. And
I
do,
so.
Too. And guess what? I hate him as Dylan. He's useless over there.
He's not as good as Jason. He left for a pop.
No, he's not. I love Dylan.
I like
Dylan,
yeah.
One of my favorite guys on there. Dylan... Oh, my God, Dylan.
And I think when this opens up with Paul being his father, that's going to be a nice part. He's going to have a much bigger part.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, because that's what they need, have him have more screen time.
I mean, I'm prejudiced. I would like him to have more screen time because I love Steve
but you got to understand something. Believe me, I talk to a lot of longtime Y&R fans, and Joe Farrell felt shoving him down people's
throat. Yeah, I know. They're friends.
I talk to a lot of Y&R fans that like Dylan. So maybe this is not your taste in Dylan, but I think Dylan is doing a great job, and I cannot wait for more Dylan. And if I had Dylan on my screen 24/7, hell, I would not mind.
Get a screensaver, then you can
see
him
all day long.
I like him with Avery because I like Dylan
like him
and
with Avery.
Avery.
Yeah,
I didn't like Avery with Nick, but
I didn't like
Avery
that
with
either,
Dylan.
No. I do
like
him now that he's back with Avery. I think they have good chemistry.
Yeah, I didn't like Avery with Nick, but I do like her with Dylan.
Yeah,
I like Dylan and Chelsea, too. I mean, Dylan and Chelsea.
I like them,
good.
Too. I like Dylan and Chelsea. I had no problem with that. That was a good chemistry couple. Except
yeah,
the one thing I didn't like, that she lied to him all those months and he got so hurt.
You can't base a relationship on a lie because it's never going to last.
Oh, my God.
He thought Connor was his. I felt so bad.
Okay, you know what? Sometimes you can base a relationship on a lie.
Lord.
No, you just don't know. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
It never works. It might take 17 years.
Doesn't work based on a lie.
If you like the character of Dylan, why would you want somebody lying to him?
Well, no,
oh
that's
God.
Why
you
I'm
know
mean,
what?
That's,
because
that's
I like Dylan
yeah.
and Chelsea, and one little lie doesn't say that people should not be together. One little lie, no.
I knew she didn't really truly fall in love with him. So she wasn't just using him after the beginning.
Thank you.
She truly loved him. Don't you agree, Carly, that she did love him?
Yes. Yes.
It started with a lie, but then it didn't bother me as much when she felt so hard for him.
She thought she loved him because he gave her security.
But Adam should have known it was his child. I mean, it was so wrong on so many
Adam
levels.
Adam, it's like me wanting Nick on Days of Our Life to die.
I hate Nick.
Oh, yeah, me too. I want him to die.
Nick needs to die. He needs
we
to
all,
die.
Okay,
you.
We all agree Nick is
oh,
dead.
Oh, my God, we're all in agreement. Okay.
Well, but Nick's going after everybody, Sonny and Will and Gabby and Kay and Sammy and EJ. I mean, he's blackmailing the whole town practically.
I'm not going to say Nick. What did you think of
EJ on the ledge today?
The funniest.
I haven't watched it.
I laid down for a while and I watched it, and they had a meeting in there about
erectile dysfunction.
I haven't.
He looks at the pamphlet and says, I don't have that problem.
No.
Karen,
he doesn't have that problem.
When I tell you I watched Days today, I laughed out loud. Tears were coming down my face.
But Liam is going to be a problem for Jennifer.
Yeah.
I know.
He's a nut. He's a psycho.
He's a psycho.
He's a nut. He's a Nick. Another Nick.
Another Nick.
Oh, God. You know, we need to get rid of Nick, Gabby.
And now this psycho, Carly, this Liam, he's going to be
I love Zong coming back. I mean, I love Drake. Drake, I love him. I love that he's back.
I hope him and Dia, Marlena will work it out. This has been the writer.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, I finally love that we have Drake back. I mean, I was happy. I was, you know.
Well, he needs an attitude. He needs an attitude adjustment or something.
Well, I didn't like the way they wrote him last when he was back, And I don't like what he did to Marlena. He wanted to protect Brady, but it kind of went too far. Of course, and I don't like how Brady's been acting, and I love Brady. But Brady's been out of control for a long time now since the Kristen thing went down.
Yep.
He really needs to get some help.
Brady needs Chloe. The end.
Chloe?
Yes.
That was his first love. But
I like Brady, but Chloe, too.
Of course, we don't know if we would like this Brady. We liked Kyle Lauda.
Yeah, I like Kyle Lauda with Chloe.
But I like Eric.
And
I love Eric
with it. Yeah, I love Eric.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like him better on here than I did as Lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. I think his acting is better. I think his acting is better now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like him as Eric, too.
I'll vouch for Greg as Lucky when he did the drug storyline.
He
was very good in that.
But I don't like that now Nicole's not telling him the truth, and Daniel found some of that that paper today.
Daniel knows now.
Now Daniel looked very mad.
Daniel
and that's
knows.
Another thing that's going to ruin her friendship with him, and I liked their friendship.
I like them getting together now as a couple, and this is going to screw this over bad.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
You
think
he knows.
She'll tell him the truth and he'll forgive her at this point?
Yeah.
Then Carly, in that case, right, if you think everything can be forgiven, don't have a nuclear bomb when Nick forgives Sharon for what she did with the DNA.
And you know what? I don't think that will happen because Sharon should never be forgiven because Sharon's a rag sob.
Love those Nick and Sharon scenes this week.
Me too.
What do you think's going to happen when that's going to come out?
You know what's going to happen? They're going to make it so that she never did it.
Do you think this girl could be a twin? Do you think maybe Sharon had twins?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. That would
be awesome.
You guys, we have another caller, 760.
Oh, have a new caller, huh?
An old caller?
Hi, it's Samantha.
That's an old caller. The gang's all back together.
I wanted to call in so I could continue listening to you guys.
This reminds me of something.
What?
Friday night.
Friday night's in the soul.
Flashback.
Mm. I have a question. Who was what's her name? Sharon's daughter, the one that
Cassie.
Died.
Cassie.
Who was the father? Nick was not the biological.
No, Frank.
Oh, you mean? Well, you mean the baby?
No, it was Cassie, the one that died.
Yeah,
the
Frank. His name was Frank.
Okay, I didn't know this character because this is
before
I started watching it.
Nick adopted her.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a while. Okay, so that goes back. Yeah, we didn't know any of that from
then. We did when it happened. Yeah, they played it out on screen.
Kathy and I didn't. We didn't watch it then.
Believe me, I feel Kathy, and she knows.
She knows,
because
I was wondering. I kept meaning to ask Carly who is the father.
But just like I feel Karen, she knows everything, a lot of it that she missed.
She filled me in on a lot of it. Yeah, I think of questions Carly different days, and then I forget to ask, you know, as
you
I'm watching it. And I say, I got
to
ask this, that, and then you forget.
Yeah, you got to stop forgetting to forget because, you know, I will forget to you. You know that.
Well, you have back. You guys have back history. You watched it longer, you know. So that's the newest one for me.
No, but okay. So is Cassie is Cassie a twin? We are thinking. Oh, is she?
I don't know. I just took a guess at that. Did anybody feel that?
Oh yeah.
Everyone's saying that.
And Victor, I hope Victor pays for this because this is beyond.
Victor, he pays for this.
I
got a dumb question. Okay, how can it be a twin? Because it wasn't the only, but she gave Cassie up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there could be a twin. Well, Victor needs to see.
Yeah, there could be, and she just
They'll have to pull one of those things, remember, that she didn't know, or that she passed out and didn't know she gave birth to the second. It'll have to be some nonsense, but I'll tell you thing.
She was young.
And probably even this girl doesn't know she's the twin daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, this girl does not know.
Victor will wait till Victor, if that's the truth, then he's doing this to his own granddaughter. Well, not really.
Because she wasn't raised. Cassie was raised as his granddaughter. This one would have never been raised as a granddaughter. But I'll tell you one thing that Wyanot needs to do immediately is stop making fun of, you know, stop making a mockery out of bipolar. I'm getting real pissed.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Well, with her medication changes, you mean, and
not just that. Every time she does something wrong, she's off her meds. That's not how bipolar works. You don't go off your meds every third day without your family knowing. Number one, and number two, they had the audacity to suggest this week shock treatment.
Yeah.
Talk about shock treatment for a minute.
Yeah.
I just want to interject. Yes, I think Luke had electric shock treatment, and that's what's wrong with him.
Can Luke get it, please?
Okay. Huh?
I said Luke can get it.
I think he already had it.
Like that, because he's acting so weird.
Oh my God! Don't. We're not even gonna. No, we're gonna skip that whole. Yeah.
He's making passes at Nikki. Something's wrong.
Kiki.
Nikki.
Mm-hmm. I don't like this. I don't like it.
I think he had to have shock treatment when he was in that hospital, especially today when they went Scott and Stacy repeated that Scotty Stacy heard it was time. They took him somewhere. So he had to have those electric shock treatment. That's what I would think.
I thought they gave him some really, really fucked up medicine and feared my
medicine, because Carly's acting really, I mean, he never acted like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he is. He's acting, you know, like a little whole,
when he called Monica all those names the other day. Jesus.
Well, okay, that was funny. That was kind of
funny.
Funny.
It was
no,
funny.
It was not funny. No, she found out her son was just shot. There was nothing funny about it. And Tracy, who can jab at Monica, didn't even think it was funny.
No, she stood up. She did rise to the
edge. And she's got no love lost for Monica, and she even stood up and said that was uncalled for.
But now
drag out fight.
And even Tony's acting was excellent. Well, it's always excellent.
His acting is good, but these scenes with Kiki are creepy.
Well, that's what I mean. Wrong.
That's
hit me today. There had to be shock treatments he had in there.
No,
I need to make a couple announcements before my brain forgets. Next week, I'm having, I believe, ex-Tony from Days of Our Life, and he'd been playing Victor on Center Hospital. He will be here next week, Theo Penguin. And the week after, I will be having Steve Blackbird, who used to play Wolf on Days of Our Life. He will be here. Yeah.
Oh, Stefano's sidekick,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's coming,
Also,
wait, was that other one here tonight? I don't know. I missed the beginning.
Yeah. It was good. And Cecily, I owe you my life for calling in, but, you know.
You're welcome.
But before
I want to know one. What do people think of Thorsten Kay?
I don't like him.
Okay.
You don't like him, Carrie?
But I will say before you ask me, Kathy can attest, I've been saying they need to recast Ridge for a year. So I'm not mad that they recast. I just don't, I'm having a hard time adjusting, but they still did the right thing in recasting them.
Were you and All My Children fan and watched him as Zach?
No, I watched him. I knew him as Patrick Fonha on One Life. It's nothing against the actor, but I've watched Ron Moss
and
for 27 years.
And I despise Ron Moss more than any other actor in the whole 30 years I watched soap. So I'm glad to have Thorsten, but
before I forget also, Carrie, because you know more about college basketball than I do, Y&O and B&B is not on Thursday and Friday, and will it be that way the next week, or does anyone know?
It's next week, I believe. It's the Thursday and Friday because it's
so is that
the
only 2 days?
It's preempted 2 days for college basketball, but I don't know if it's next week or the following week, but it is Thursday and Friday.
Oh, I hate that when it's
preempted. Because, you know, sometimes they, you know, do it 1 week and then the next week. You know how sometimes they have done that. So no, why in all Thursday and Friday? Poop heads. Sorry.
I wish it was on 7 days a week.
I can barely take B&B 5 days a week, let alone seven.
Oh, I could take it.
And what do you think of Allie?
She's
crazy
loco.
For cook. I
she
don't
has some mental issue going on. She's
I like her. I like her in this feisty way more than before. So I'm kind of enjoying her.
She was kind of nampy, wimpy, nampy, pampy.
I kind of enjoy her.
But I want to know what's wrong with her. What happened? You know, the
that's what Carrie said. What's wrong with her?
Well, it stems from when she lost her mother, I guess.
When Dalla got killed and.
Yeah.
Oh, we've
seen her for a few days, too.
That's
right.
They were they made Eric kind of look like an idiot. He says, I don't like this. I started laughing. I said, he doesn't like this. They're making an ass out of Eric. like he doesn't even know what's going on in his own company.
Well, they've made an ass out of Eric for years. All the Forresters are now pimping up the Logans, and it's ridiculous.
The show is built around the Forresters, but they become secondary.
They're secondary, and it's ridiculous because that show was built on the Forresters, and now they're B players to the Logans.
Well, there's actually more Logans on there with the Thorn is hardly there now. He's in Paris before he was in the basement.
Yeah, they took him from the basement and put him out of the country.
Put him out of the cassette. I know. Stephanie's gone. The two daughters are gone. They really aren't there
okay.
anymore. It's like the Adamans. They got rid of everybody. Everybody left.
But, you know, Baby died. You know, they killed her off ages ago.
They never mentioned her.
Which one was that?
It's Bridget's daughter and Taylor's daughter. She died. You never hear her name mentioned.
Bridget and Taylor. Oh, the twin, Phoebe.
Phoebe. They never mentioned her.
Steffi.
Yeah, that's true. Now they don't mention Phoebe anymore. Of course, Steffi's in Paris.
And
the brother. Not too many on there now from that of Forresters. I think they should bring some Forresters back. It's crazy having the Logans take over.
They have it, and they have their place, but to me, it's made the show go downhill because you hardly ever see Eric. They took Thorn out of the country.
Yeah,
I don't know why they don't give Thorn more of a pod. He's a good actor.
Ironically enough, they finally age his daughter and bring her back, and that's when they ship him out of the country when his daughter's there.
I know.
But
you guys, he might have a movie, and maybe
That's why I'm in the minority. That's why they should have put Katie with Thorn and not Ridge.
Katie with Thorn. Well, that would have given him a story.
That's right.
I like Ridge, though, and Thorn.
It's not about disliking a character. It's what's best for the whole canvas because.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm supposed to watch. How is it supposed to go? Katie and Ridge and Bill and Brooke. Who I don't want to
That's
see a show
what
without.
That's going to happen. Bill and Brooke are going to be there.
And guess what?
I would love to see a double date like that. Just for the hell of it, I would love to see a double date.
That
would be interesting.
Somebody would die before the end of the dinner, huh?
Exactly, Ken. Exactly. You and I always sing, and you know how evil I can be. And so,
oh my God, I don't think that double day would go too smooth.
Exactly. That's why I want a double
day. Get rid
of
the knives and the sharp objects.
I have a hard time believing Ridge is going to finally put Brooke away for good when he's loved her for 25 years.
No, I don't think it'll be for good. I think this relationship will go on for a while, and he'll eventually be back with Brooke.
Who knows? I'm hoping for Katie.
I'm not sure what I'm on that yet because I haven't really. I gotta get the better feel for him and Katie.
Be quite honest, I don't see the chemistry between them that other people see.
With which girl? Either one.
With Katie and Ridge, I don't see the chemistry that some people see.
Did you see any chemistry with Brooke and Ridge?
Not necessarily. But the difference is the story, it was built on Brooke and Ridge.
Yes. Brooke and Ridge. But then now when I saw him with Katie, I thought, I think maybe there is more chemistry with
I like the fact that someone's supporting Katie and telling her it's not her fault that her horse sister slept with her husband. It could have been the mailman for all I care that someone finally told Katie, you weren't in the wrong, your sister and your husband were.
Katie's being a hypocrite because she's doing the same thing for the second time after she did it to Bridget.
Guess what? First of all, she did it to Bridget, but the difference with Bridget is she stepped away and let them be together. I will agree with you to a point. It's not quite the same because Ridge and Brooke weren't together. Brooke broke up a family that was actually together and in love. Having said that, there is a little bit of hypocrisy going on, no doubt about it.
But didn't you agree that at that time Katie was half the fault of pushing them together during her illness?
No. Because Taylor told them that she was sick. She had postpartum depression, and Taylor told them something was going on. And secondly, let me ask you something.
What?
Put all fan base aside.
Right.
If you had a sister, I'll just speak for myself. If I had a sister, which I don't, but if my sister said to me, "V was my husband," I don't care if my sister physically connects my body parts with her husband, I'm pushing him away. You just don't cross those lines.
Right. Well, if that was real life, yeah, I would feel the same way.
Katie was suffering from postpartum depression. She did not. Katie was suffering from postpartum depression, and Taylor told them.
I mean, I get that, but I mean,
Katie has no fault of that whatsoever. And
once Katie pushed them, and then they had all those dates, and they were together in the hot air balloon, and all those things happened, and Stephanie was dying. I don't think Brooke could help at that point that she really had feelings for him by that.
Of course she couldn't, because it's Brooke. Because
I know you don't like Brooke, but I'm just saying.
Let me just say, no. I was a Brooke fan until she slept with Oliver 2 years ago.
That was ridiculous. The Oliver thing, that was unacceptable.
Because let me tell you something. Let me ask you something. Granted, he had a mask on, but he was an 18-year-old kid. Shouldn't she have known that wasn't her husband's body?
Yes, but you have to know your own husband's body. That's ridiculous. That was
okay. That's where she was
writing. That was. Right.
Secondly, even if she saw Ridge's face, remember now, it was her daughter Hope's graduation. Even if she saw Ridge's face, should she have been screwing while there was a graduation going on?
No, I agree. The whole thing was wrong.
My hatred for Brooke now, I didn't always hate her. I liked her up until 2 years ago, until she slept with an 18-year-old boy while there was a graduation going on at the same time. Who does that?
Well, that was far-fetched. I mean, that was bad writing. That was bad writing.
But see, Karen, you can't say that, because good or bad, everything is the writing. We can't pick and choose what we want to blame the writing for. Because we can say that about isn't the writing the entire story?
Well, the writing is the entire, yes, I can agree with that. The writing is the entire.
We can't pick and choose because we don't like a certain
way. I mean, half
way.
Of it is how it's portrayed, too, but the bottom line is the writing.
And don't forget,
she was
married to Ridge, and she was kissing on Thomas. She procreated with Deacon.
Deacon? Oh, I mean, I've watched her for 10, 11 years. I didn't see her. She was with, I know the backstory, but I didn't see her with Deacon. That was before
Hope's
I started.
Hope was married. Hope's father.
That she cheated. That was actually Bridget's husband, Deacon, right?
Bridget is the best out of her kids she ever had.
Yeah, I liked Bridget a lot.
And she also took Nick away from Bridget. I love Nick and Bridget too, and she ruined that.
But Katie did the same thing.
But what did Katie do? Katie stepped away, and that's when she met Bill. Let me just say this.
She still fell in love with him. She still slept with him, and it was still her sister.
One time, compared to all Brooks, Deacon, Thomas, Oliver, and now Bill, 5-1. I never said Katie was a saint. Never ever. But when Katie realized what she did, she backed away, and she never looked back. Even now. Even recently, Brooke was, I love you, Bill, but I can't be with you. You can't tell a man that.
Well,
Brooke has done so much to her family, it's ridiculous. And by the way, I loved her up until 2 years ago. This is coming from someone who's watched her from almost day one.
I like Katherine Kelly Lang. I think she's a good actress, you know.
I have nothing against her. I think she's great.
Yeah, I'm usually, like, on her side. I usually like her. Only I did get mad this week because I felt she was so territorial, which I understand how she feels like that about Ridge. But she kept using the word, she won't allow this to happen.
She
has no control to allow anything. It's up to Ridge who he wants to be with.
But do you realize why she's saying that? Because she thinks no man can ever love anybody else but her.
That one aspect, even though I am a real Brooke fan, that aspect was pissing me off when she keeps repeating that she won't allow it. Because, I mean, she has
she put that little dress on. She wants to seduce him.
What about me?
Yeah,
my cute dress.
And she thinks he can't resist that. Yeah, she did a few things wrong this week that aggravated me, and I am a Brooke fan. But those few things I feel,
I am
yeah.
A I am
Did
a
you watch it, Callie? Did you see that?
No, I am saving it for Sunday because
B&B only takes me about 2 hours or 19 minutes.
So quick without the commercials, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, watch all 5 episodes, I'm done in like 1.5 to 2 hours.
Yeah, you're going to give you something to look forward to.
Well, in the weekends, I mean, with my
soap?
Leg. No, with my leg being the way, you know, it is, you know, sometimes the pain is so bad that I need something motivous and, you know, yeah,
you need
my T-bone.
Action with bad pain like that. Yeah, you need a good distraction.
Oh, and by the way, you guys never, ever, ever, ever fall and fracture your leg and your ankle because it's not fun and it takes so much to heal and I never want to fall ever again.
No, this has taken months and months. It'll probably be over a year by the time it's done.
Thanks, Kim. Like, I really need you.
This has been going on and on and on and on. I know.
But,
it's horrible the way you suffer.
They said I don't need surgery because if they do surgery, it will be like a mild traumatic injury and it will take 2 years to heal.
Oh, well, God, don't have that done.
If that was quicker, I'd go that route. But, yeah, 2 years, no, I'd go the route
you're
going.
Would you guys want surgery if they say, oh, it will take 2 years?
No, very long, tough route, you know.
What about you, Kay? Would you do it?
No.
Kathy?
No, Kylie, don't even consider that.
Consider that, no.
No,
if they said
I mean,
it'll be better in 8 weeks, like, you know, 2 months, not 2 years.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, yeah. But
I think an ankle is a very hard thing to heal after surgery.
Well, and I had a cast on for 4 weeks, and just so everyone knows, yes, I have Seahawks codes on my cast, and yes, I've been happy since the Seahawks won. You know, I'm still on cloud nine, and we will be back next year, and maybe we will play the Patriots in the Super Bowl and win the Patriots.
You had a good season for a good Super Bowl this year. Your team won.
I feel bad for the Patriots. I did, really.
Don't feel bad for us. We have plenty of championships in the last decade. We're good.
And Callie, we were rooting for you for the Seahawks.
Were you guys rooting for the Seahawks?
Yeah.
I'm glad we just got one. I mean, this is our first time in franchise history, and
enjoy it.
It's not years that they won the Super Bowl.
It's not easy to get back. Enjoy it.
Well, and oh, okay, got a question. That maybe, you know, do you guys think we are ever going to see Elizabeth's mom on the show? Because, you know, they are bringing everyone mother, you know, that is not even, like, a big character. So why can't we ever see Linda's mom?
That would be good. That would open up a whole big story for her, you know, and plus a backstory. I don't know. All the years she's been on, they never brought the mother on.
They won't even give us a name.
I know. Who the hell is the mother?
Didn't they say Rebecca? Oh, maybe I'm wrong. They never say a name, Carrie?
Nope. Not to my knowledge.
That
you
is
know
crazy.
What, I mean,
all these years they don't bring her mother on and explain who she is. That is crazy.
But, But
she's lucky if you have a left like a brother.
I was just going to say that. But,
like Sally, then she'd be screwed. Yeah.
No, she would be screwed, fucked. I'm enjoying Days of Our Life, EJ and Abby. I don't know why.
I love them together.
Yeah, I know.
Samantha, this is for you.
What do you people think? Me and Callie like them. You don't like the other fear?
Ugh, I can't stand them.
No.
None of you guys have to wait.
I don't like it.
I mean, you got to admit they have hot chemistry.
I don't like them.
No, they don't even have chemistry, in my opinion, but that's fine. I don't even think they have chemistry. I think they're disgusting.
I'm just waiting for Sammy to find out and kick Abby's ass.
Well, that's going to be a really red light of day,
Sam.
Okay,
but, okay.
Well, I thought...
No, go, Kathy.
I was just going to say, I thought they were hot. And I thought their scenes were hot. I have to agree with...
I was rewinding.
I have to agree with...
Yes.
I have to agree with Karen and Carly. I thought their scenes were hot.
I was rewinding 5 times. I said, shit, that was hot. You don't even see scenes like...
I thought they were hot until she started getting obsessive, and then I was like, no. But I love Sammy, so until she got obsessive, and then I was like, no.
I like Sammy, but I'm not an EJ and Sammy fan.
You're not an EJ and Sammy?
No, so my thing about EJ Abby has nothing to do with EJ Abby because I can't stand it with EJ either. I like Turner.
You don't like EJ, no?
Well,
I'm not an EJ
like...
fan all year. That's Kathy. Didn't I bitch about him?
I hate him
because he was despicable, but I saw some redemption when he was so much in love with his time and he was on his hands and knees begging Stefano to save her.
Me too, Karen.
I don't know that I started really loving EJ the last time.
But see, I don't think you can redeem a character with the victim because he raped her. I don't think you can redeem a character by putting them with the victim like Adam. And say Adam and Sharon, I hated too, but I didn't mind him with Chelsea because he didn't wrong her.
I loved Adam, but that's a whole other story. We won't go into that.
Well, that's fine. You like who you like.
That's a whole other.
I liked them, and you know, with Sammy leaving, we don't know how long we have Allison Sweeney on.
Yeah, grooming another story now because they know she's leaving.
Yeah, but
we know how long she's filming until May, in May.
In May. Well,
but
we'll see her for
They made a mistake by saying at the end of the year. Remember when
you're right.
Yeah.
You
she
know,
said
they
that
said
end of the year, no.
So now
we see her? She's filming until the end of May, so it'll be 3 or 4 months after that?
Yeah, about that. To the end of May, 4 months after that.
So it's about
fall. About October, probably.
Because Gabby is already done filming her scenes.
Gabby's done.
Oh, God, that Gabby.
I like the show.
Hey, Gabby.
Gabby and Scabby.
Gabby is stupid.
Is this person on daytime or what?
She's dumb.
I've never seen someone as dumb as her.
Well,
how could she file for what Nick's saying again and again and again and again?
Because she's a dumbass.
She really is stupid.
She's insecure and she's stupid.
Mark is on the calendar. Everybody agrees. Holy crap.
Yeah, we all agree about Gabby.
She's insecure.
So who's all sick of the snow? Oh, because didn't you all three get snow the other day?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we only got a little here. Just about an inch, inch and a half.
So are you guys done with the snow?
Probably not. It's New England. It's freezing.
We hope. Yeah, lucky. You haven't gotten hardly any, Carly.
Yeah, but I wanted it.
You know, we had a hell of a winter. It was like a snowstorm every week, practically a blizzard.
And the cold. The cold. It's so cold. Oh, my God.
Cold and the blizzard. And then some of them were 2 a week, Kathy.
And every time I have to go out, it's blowing.
Yeah.
It's windy. It's cold. It's like 10 degrees.
Oh.
It's freezing.
Well,
I wear long underwear.
Okay, one day, that's the day of the blizzard, the day I got appointments.
Yeah, every time I go out, I have to wear long underwear. It's cold. It's freezing.
It's been bitter.
Yeah.
I saw you guys' weather on my station. One night it was like 11 or 12.
You got 8. Like ridiculous, Carly. 8-4. Ridiculous.
And I have to go out Tuesday. I have to go out Tuesday, and I'm looking at the 5-day forecast, and it says for Tuesday, frigid. I said, oh, geez.
Frigid. Because tomorrow, I think, 50, right? Is tomorrow supposed to be
50.
Better?
I have to go out Tuesday, frigid.
This coming Tuesday, it's
always
going to be
the day you
got to
go out.
Yeah.
Aww.
Never nice the day you got to go out. I know. We've had a bad winter. Well, a few weeks it'll be over.
We've had so much rain and so much cold.
No, you don't say.
Hey, you had more rain up your way than we did. We had more snow.
But
it's raining
but
in Seattle.
Someone,
holy shit.
Okay, you know what? It's
Seattle.
Been raining more, okay? And after what happened to me the other night, I'm still freaked out about it. You know, for everyone on this phone, they know I'm not a morning person. Everyone knows that.
I don't
and
think
so
any of us are morning people.
So I got to bed like
person,
5.
I don't think any of us are morning people.
Yeah, so I got to bed about 5:30 because I was just watching TV and I couldn't fall asleep. And about 7, I heard my door. Like, someone would try and break into my apartment. They were, like, jamming the key or I don't know. And here I'm, like, thinking, could I get to the kitchen and get a knife? Oh, so I go lay in my closet or what? And I waited for, like, 15 minutes under my covers. And then I went to the people and see if they were gone. I mean, they were gone, but it scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
My mom reported it to the office and told the lady what happened.
Oh, good. She did report it, yeah?
Yeah, just so they know, but that was just so freaky. Yeah.
I think somebody was trying to think they would go into another apartment and they made a mistake and put the key in your house.
That's happened here.
That's happened in my, not here, but in my other apartment, and somebody was shaking the door, and I was the stupid person that did that when I was at my condo.
And
I was
I've
in
done
305.
It.
I came home with groceries. I got off the elevator and went to 305, and I'm trying to push the, I'm saying, why won't the door open? And I'm shaking it and shaking. Lucky the people weren't home. They would have thought I was nuts. And then I realized I was on the wrong floor. I think that's what probably happened. I said to Carl,
well,
somebody.
Well, I know, but it does scare you. I mean,
it does, especially when you're early in the morning like that, when you're in bed and you're not asleep, and yeah.
Oh yeah, that's scary.
You feel like so if you're, especially if you're alone too.
Yeah, and then Grandma came like 2 hours later, you know, because he was bringing me some stuff in my breakfast. And she scared the crap out of me. She came in, I'm like, ah! And she's like, well, what? And I'm like, I thought you were the wobble.
Thank God it was only Grandma. Oh, God.
And so I asked my mom, I'm like, can I keep a knife, a long knife by my bed, please? And Mom's like, no, because I don't want Grandma being stabbed, so no.
Oh, God. That'll be something for a movie. You'll think she's trying to break in and God forbid something will happen. No, that's
yeah.
Not good.
No, Kathy Grace. Well, I didn't watch Grace last night. I caught up last weekend with the two, and I have to watch last night. But Grace is so good right now. I love Grace.
Grace is good. Scandal's better.
Scandal better.
Well,
you don't watch Scandal,
like.
Right? Is anybody watching the Army Wives thing Sunday night?
Yes.
I have a big problem. Army Wives,
Revenge
Resurrection.
Isn't great.
Army Wives and Resurrection is on the same station. I have to record.
Kathleen, they repeat it.
Oh, that's right, Carly. It's on a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, it's on a couple of times, Kathy.
We have a show at 9 p.m., and Billy's out in the living room because I go in the bedroom with the show. So he has to. There's going to be two things recording at the same time, and he can't watch anything else.
But it's back on at 11 and 1.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you'll have it at 1, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you. Didn't know that.
Yeah, because
yeah.
Lifetime, you can always get it like Monday night, too. So, yeah.
I like how they do that on Army. I'm looking at it now, 1:02 a.m.
Oh, God. Thank you.
You know what I'm disappointed about, though, guys? That I thought it was going to be a damn episode. And it was going to have some, you know, like finalize what happened.
Me too.
It's going to be like, they're going to like, not landing in that one year. They sort of reflect and the actors talk about the run and happened during
serious?
The 870.
Yeah, I'm not so excited about it because
it's like
it
a documentary. I wanted it to be an episode to see how they all ended up.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know, I'm pissed about that.
Me too.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah, because we thought it was going to be, and I don't even think the new people are going to be on it. I don't know. I saw Kim Delaney, the originals that I like, Sally Pressman, Wendy Davis, Bridget Brenner. But it's going to be more of like reflecting on the show. I wanted to see how that. I don't like that. I don't like the way that that's going to end up.
Well, I'm kind of mad at Lifetime right now because it's taking off all my wives, and this is, I don't know, Kathy. If you are Drop Dead Diva, but this is the last.
Oh, I love Diva.
I gave it up only because Sunday nights I'm busy on the show, and then I have too many shows. I can't.
But they
all. That's one of my favorites. No, I read This Is It this time. This is the last season.
Yeah,
Scott
I know.
Collie.
I gave it up last year. I didn't watch.
Oh, okay.
You didn't watch.
Thing,
I
want to
finally with Grayson at the end.
Yeah, well,
but,
yeah,
well,
me
that
too,
probably
but,
will be at the end, I would think.
You know, and so I need to get into, really, and I
James
have, like,
Franco
about...
is on the Tonight Show tonight.
Oh, God, okay, I know what I want to I know what, you just did that on purpose.
If anybody's interested, James Franco is on.
Yeah, you know how I feel about Franco. Thank
I
you.
Hate
but,
him. I was just looking through my guide and I noticed that. Yeah.
But
Kerry's gonna tune in.
Oh
yeah.
Is she? Does she know he was on?
I'm running right now.
Oh, you're there, Kerry? You're quiet. I didn't hear you saying anything. You're there. You like him?
Oh, really?
No, I can't stand him. She's being facetious.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, I friggin' hate him. Yeah, I hate him. I can't even stand his face or the expressions he makes with his mouth.
I can't
no,
either.
Me. Wow,
he makes
me,
I don't know. He's an award-winning actor. I don't know. He did a horrible job at the awards last year.
Yeah. I liked him.
I saw
that I fell asleep. Like, I was watching the Oscars, and it made me literally go to sleep.
This year or last year? I liked him until he did the Oscars, and then I said, this guy has no personality. He can't do anything. So
Jill
I was
Farrah
done with him.
Jill Farrah himself thinks he did.
But
he sucks.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into Dallas. You
know, Dallas is great. Dallas has been very exciting.
I mean,
anybody watch that?
Well, because, you know, I have this new TiVo, and if it's like a full TiVo, and so it records a lot. And so I have a lot of, you know.
Did you get all the other seasons, Kylie, on the marathon?
Yes, and this is
you
want to
see
TV.
The older one, you know, the ones with JR before Larry Hagman died. Those were very imperative before you get. But yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, it doesn't compare to the old show, but I mean, it's really good. They're doing a great job for a reboot.
I like it.
You like it, Kathy?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I like it.
I mean, I miss Larry Hagman. I mean, it's not the same without him.
Well,
all right, I'm gonna go. I'll talk to you all later.
All right, Carrie, you're going to call back another week?
Good night. Have a good night.
Okay, well,
I've been enjoying that. Jesse Metcalf, you know what blows my mind? We watched Carly, when you were young, right? You didn't watch that from way back. Kathy and I would remember that. Like, Patrick Duffy was younger than Jesse Metcalf when that first one started.
I watched a lot of Dallas with my grandfather. It was all Friday night thing.
Did you guys watch it on the repeats or when it was on?
When it was live, because he would
be
baby.
Oh, you did watch it when it was live?
Yeah, because he would be babysitting me, and so he's like, hey, you want to watch Dallas? I'm like, sure. So I watched Dallas from a young age.
I loved, yes. I used to watch it with my mother and father and then my father every week. Yeah, for that. I loved that show. The first one was the best, but I think they're doing a good job.
Samantha, are you here?
Yeah.
Does she watch Samantha watch Dallas?
No, I don't watch Dallas.
You don't watch Dallas?
Do you watch Nashville, you guys?
I've been,
and then I didn't keep it up. I had too
well,
many.
Have you been watching it, Charlie? Yeah.
Nashville is good.
Yeah, my brother watches that. He says it's excellent. It's one of his favorite shows.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
my
cousin got me back into it, and so
she
watches it, so, you know.
Can fill you in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes. And, you know, and,
Jonathan Jackson is so good on there. The
show
is great.
I saw him singing in the last episode. Was it the last episode, I think? Or the week before, I don't know. His voice is great. I saw him singing a song.
He has more of a pat now. Mm-hmm. He has a relationship with, like, the lead actress.
With Hayden
Panettiere? Really,
is he with that Hayden Panettiere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he is with her now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, you know, I keep thinking, while I'm watching, I'm like, so people collide.
Oh, that moved a lot. That changed a lot since the ones I watched, huh?
I think my favorite show right now is Scandal, then Nashville, then, I'm not sure.
Well,
yeah,
what do you mean?
My prime time.
Mine would be, Blue Bloods. I love Blue Bloods.
Oh, Blue
Carrie
Bloods.
Carrie likes that.
Yeah, Grace, Law and Order SVU.
Oh, that me too.
And, you know, and Melissa and Zoe, but I have like 6 episodes.
Oh, I love that. That's so good this year.
Well, I know, and if it wasn't for you to tell me it was back on, I would have never known, so.
Oh, well, didn't you have it in the TiVo, no?
No, remember, it was my new TiVo, remember? So
you had to reset the passes.
I
love them as a couple, but this is probably death's door for the show. Well, like The Nanny, when they got them together one more year, usually once they put them together, it doesn't last that long, but...
Well,
I don't know. So far, I like them as a couple.
Yeah, but I haven't watched Law and Order from last night. I just hope that Warland is okay and Warland doesn't die. Oh,
me
I'm
going
to be pissed. Oh,
me
you
too.
Haven't watched it?
No, it's in my. I have so many shows. My DVR is full.
Yeah. Completely full.
Shows from the whole week, full.
So you got you got your subs caught up, so you can watch the night shows on the weekend.
Not doing well with that.
Well,
I have shows
I'm
left
excited.
Over from last week. From last week.
Well, I got 3 of this one and 3 of that one and 3 of the other. I know it gets crazy. It just, you get so loaded.
Yeah, and I found a good way of taping Y&R. It might be a little obsessive, but I'm
a TV guy. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
I've done it several days when I was going out because I was worried there'd be a news break.
Yeah, well, and so, I tape it once when it's on at 11 here, and then I tape it at night, and then
after the news break, we got it again,
I watch
live. I know,
I'm
glad that those two shows are on that station. I wish they'd put the other two on.
I have to watch my soaps live.
You watch them while you have time later, huh?
Yeah, I might turn them on. Young and the Restless comes on at 12:30. I might turn it on at 12:45, and I can fast forward the commercials, but I watch them live.
Oh, it's better to do that, to go after so you can fast forward.
Well, with my sleeping being so crazy right now, you know, I'm just thankful for the TiVo because I know it's there and I don't have to get up and worry about it, so.
And you have that one on earlier there. It's only 11:30, right?
No, it's on at 11.
11? Oh, God, even earlier.
It's why after my favorite show, The Price is Right. You know, and I'm thinking I should be a contestant on The Price is Right only because I want to win prizes. You know, I found this bet on there, and now I want it. And so now, but I want to go on to Supply Pinko and win tons of money,
They win good things on that show, huh? I haven't watched that in so many years.
But are you excited, Carly? Drew Carey's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
It's great. I mean, my only problem with dancing in the, you know, I have the voice. I need my break.
The opposite, like Idol. I was trying to watch Idol, and then the voice is on the other station, yeah.
I want to give up dancing. I want to give up that this year because I really don't know that many people on it, but Billy wants to watch.
I'm going to be so screwed
with shows because I'm recording this, recording that, dancing.
Who do you like on Idol, Kathy?
What?
Who do you like on Idol so far?
I'm not liking the show. Very
disappointed. This year I'm not as into it.
I like the judge. Well, I like Harry Connick Jr. He's my favorite judge.
Oh, I love the judges. I love Keith. Oh, my God. I love Keith the best.
I like Harry Connick Jr. the best, but I'm just not.
Well, I just started really getting into the contestants because I deleted a lot of them. I couldn't watch all those, too many hours when they're interviewing them and say you're going to Hollywood. Last year I did. I had no patience for that this year. So I just started watching the last few weeks more intently.
I couldn't watch Thursday night's elimination show because I had two shows at the same time. So I think I saw it. Was it that Ben that went home?
Was that his name, Ben? He was. He had a beard and he was.
I thought he was good, so I liked him. So he went home. Not sure. Jessica.
Oh, the girl.
With the pink hair.
The pink hair, the pink hair. Yeah,
she's good.
There's a guy that's saying, I don't know, he's an Afro-American guy, kind of.
I like him, too.
I don't know, I like him. I think he might be my favorite. He I forget his name, because like I said, I just started getting into these finalists now, but he's got a good voice.
I like him. He's down to earth. He's nice.
His girlfriend was in the audience crying when he sang the other night.
He's down to earth. He's nice. He's quiet. He's not showy. Yeah, I like him too.
And the judges seem to like him too.
Yeah, the judges like him. Yeah, I like him.
I saw on Inside Edition one of the contestant, I don't remember the name, but their brother got murdered, and he had a good voice.
The brother in real life, you mean, got murdered?
Yeah, the brother in real life got murdered.
Really?
But I don't remember his name.
It's somebody that's on there now?
But I think he got sent home.
Oh, he might have already got sent. Oh, I was going to say, I got a bunch of those taped, but I haven't even, I delete most of them because I can never get to them. The extras and the Access Hollywoods. It probably said it on those shows, huh? All the time, but then I get like 10 of them and then you can't watch all that. You know, there's just not enough time.
Well, you know, I've been taping the talk lately.
I can never get to those either.
I need to stop. I need to stop taping the talk because right now I have 12 talks.
Try 70.
Oh, my God.
My brother's going through my TiVo, Kathy. You must really like the talk. He's being, sarcastic. And I go, I do. I tape that show. He goes, I know. I can see you watch it, too. You got 70 of them in here. You know, I just can't get, I watch one or two and it doesn't make a dent and it tapes every day and Yeah, I just can't. I do like the. I do like the show. But I just can't
get to
it.
Oh, I do too. But
I tape The View and delete it every day because I don't watch that anymore.
And I go and I like fast forward that. You know, like I watch the Hot Topics and I see who's on and I wonder what
I don't
gonna
like it.
Barbara leaves. Who will we? Nobody can replace her. I wonder what they'll do there.
I can't stand her and Joy's gone, so I don't watch it.
Joy. Is she on another show? Does she have her own show?
Who?
Samantha, do you know if Joy went
no,
anywhere?
No, not anymore. She did for a while, but she doesn't anymore.
Oh, no,
yeah,
she
had
know.
That one that canceled, but I saw something on my Facebook page, and she was interviewing someone. That's why I thought she had another show. No?
No, she did have a show on CNN or whatever it's called. Had
one of those
news.
Stations, yeah.
But then that one got canceled. And then she moved to Current TV, but Current TV got sold, so they can't, all the people that
oh, I didn't
current,
get Current, right,
yeah.
Right, Current, yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Joy. Was, she's a big loss to the show, to The View.
Yeah, I
yeah.
miss her, too.
She was important.
I was surprised that Elizabeth got Hindu, and, you know, she played Chloe on YNL. I was very surprised by that. That's he leaving.
Oh, Hendrickson, yeah, Chloe, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a shame that she's leaving the show at this point. Yeah, they're losing too many long-standing characters. What are they going to do now with, what's his name, the husband?
Kevin. I didn't care for the character, Chloe. I didn't care for her that much, but she's going on her own for some reason. She must
yeah,
have
she
some
wants
reason.
To, things, I don't know, says it's time to move on, and, well, who knows what's true and what's not true, but she is leaving, so they'll have to pair Kevin with somebody else.
How about
I
me?
I mean, eventually. Huh?
Sorry. I'm being really cute. I'm like, okay,
what
me.
Did you say, how about you?
Yes. Hey, I want to get on YNL close enough to be next to Dr. Ben. That is my new dream, okay? I'm
you
in love
him.
With him. Well,
he
you know, Kathy, I mean, Kathy and Karen, not as much as I love Kristoff, but he is becoming my new favorite little hottie. Like I have dreams about him.
He does grow on you. When he first come on, I didn't think that much of him, and then...
But
you know, as
I keep
going on, and I said, he's awful cute.
Well, and I keep reading that Bradford might be coming back as in a hospital for a while.
Oh, I hope so.
I know. My heart's breaking in like 5,000 pieces.
Oh,
I like
him. Somebody has an awful...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just checking
no,
it out.
God, what a cold you have.
I've been sick for a week now.
Oh my God! Is that the flu?
I don't
Sounds
know.
Sounds like the flu.
Could be the flu. Could be a bad cold. It's just it's awful.
Yeah,
but
I know someone that sounded as bad as this, and it was the flu. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been sick for over a week. She's sick. It's bad. I think she
needs
to go to the doctor's.
Go to the doctor.
They need an antibiotic to knock that out.
In like one
well,
little
I'm actually
moment.
Mostly cleared up. It's a dry cough now, you know, where
yeah.
oh, that
your throat gets a little tickly.
And the phlegm keeps dripping down the throat and making you cough. Yeah, yeah.
Close
that sometimes
throat,
takes
yeah.
several weeks to peter out. Yeah. You can't
yeah.
get rid of the damn cough.
But my chest is mostly clear now, so...
Oh, well, that's the most important, if the chest is
yeah.
clear. Yeah,
well,
you don't want to
get
pneumonia.
But I'm happy that Brandon's coming back to the new hospital.
Oh,
he is?
Terribly.
He is?
Well,
yep.
it's still a rumor, but probably.
Probably, yeah.
Is that just on a, like a short-term basis?
They are not saying, but you know what? I wish they would tell us. I won that rumor. Thank you, Samantha, for showing me where it was. I hope that we'll know about Rick, I mean, about Sunny and Rick working together. I want that to come true.
Sunny and Rick working together?
I mean, no, it was Sunny and Luke. You know,
oh,
my
Luke, I was going to say Sunny and Rick. They would, I can't even see that happening. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Well,
I don't like Rick.
The way Luke's been acting, he might become Sunny's new hitman.
Maybe he can be in as his enforcer.
But no, Rick, I mean, I don't like Rick. I mean, I want to
Rick.
I want to do something to his scrawny little neck.
He's got to be the one backing the money, right?
Him,
yeah.
Backing Julian.
I don't think so.
You think it's Donna Mills?
No, I think it's Rick.
I mean, that was my first thing before Rick even came back. I said it's got to be Rick that's backing money.
No, I think it's Rick, and... But I don't want us to get cut off because we've been on 2 hours. So I don't want us to get... Yeah. So
yeah,
I don't want us... You know how Blog Talk is famous for that?
I know. They shouldn't just do that. They should give people a warning. They just, like, they'll just cut it off.
Yeah. So, but I hope you guys come back next week because I'm having, you know, a very cool show next week and the week after.
Yeah, 2 good guests.
Yep.
Well, if we're alive, we'll be back, right?
Karen, that is not even funny to joke about.
I should speak for myself if I'm alive.
Okay, Karen, that is not funny to joke about, okay?
Hey, I'm older than you. It's if I'm alive.
If from day to day if I'm alive. Jesus
Christ. That is not even funny at
So,
we better hang up before it hangs us up. But thank you all for calling in, and I will talk to you all next week.
All right. Good night, everyone.
All right. Bye, Kathy.
Bye.
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 Bye.